himself a crossover. Oh, killer crossover.
Just crossover.
It just crossed him over nastily.
Another victim to the crossovers. Cross him up and sit him down.
All right, boys. We went long. Danny Woodhead and I talked about God knows what.
You guys went long?
Minutes. Yeah. How about that?
Yeah, Santa sack, which was a little inappropriate.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
What?
It was.
Listen, I had a partner who on the air openly questioned
and
the legitimacy of one Santa F. Claus.
What?
And we got phone calls of
really
people. I can't believe you said this. Well, I had my daughter in the car.
Danny posed a good question. You know, you see those like car commercials around Christmas. Mm-hmm, like, mm-hmm. How did Santa pack the Lexus SUV in the sleigh? And Danny just simply pointed out.
See, I think the sleigh, Danny didn't think about
this. Magical powers.
And as one who drives the interstate a lot, I see this all the time. There's the reindeer pulling the sleigh, pulling the car
giant
hauler.
Okay.
See, I picture
the
like
see pull
like
into the dealer lot,
the yeah. Tim Allen Santa Claus movie where the bag it has all sorts of mystical powers. Yeah. Like he in the movie takes out a canoe from the little tiny, you know.
Right.
So, okay, it just has powers.
Well, you know what? Talk to Danny.
Yeah, I will. Danny, I'm gonna respond to you, Danny. Right?
Danny's now in that beautiful place where it doesn't matter anymore. It's like I don't.
What does he do?
I don't care.
It's cold right now.
I
wrote down to ask him about the AAF, and I didn't get to it. If there was one guy to talk to about the AAF, it was it's AFF, right? Not
AAF.
AAF. What did Alliance I say? Of American Football.
I said it right, didn't I?
Yeah, you said it right. Yeah.
AFF.
I'm scared. AAF.
They
you know
should
what? I listened to
FAF.
Bill Polian. Bill Polian's involved in it, and Bill Polian was on with Cowherd, and I listened to the interview, and like, I'm usually kind of like, on these kinds of things. Like, it sounded like the way Bill Polian sold it had me like, I could see.
Did you watch any of it? I forget.
I did not.
Okay, yeah, because I watched a good portion
he
of
made
it.
The one thing is he made it sound like that there's people within the NFL that there is an appetite for some sort of spring developmental league.
Well, that's tied. So, I mean, it's on NFL Network. So this is the closest a minor league has been to the pros
since
the Europe.
I remember
NFL
when
Europe.
The Nighthawks were here and all that stuff.
Nighthawks come to fight. They will crush your face up through the neck.
But if a professional football league, I don't think can exist. I think you have to get the NFL involved in some way.
Yeah, you do. It's just too difficult in any sport. I mean, if another league came along to try to challenge baseball or NBA,
that'd
NHL,
be laughable.
It's always funny to me how the challenges are always coming in football. And I get it. Football's the most popular sport. But it's so weird that they going up against the biggest dog in the yard.
That is funny. No one takes on Major League Baseball or the PGA Tour. Or it's always like, you know what?
Football.
NFL. You're not so big and bad. Check it out, man.
Yeah, I know. It's like the one that makes the most money of all of the leagues. It's like, you know what? We're going to take them down. They're the league that needs to watch out, not
it's
my Major League
I can't
baseball.
Wait for All-Star Golf.
Different rules. You can yell during the backswings.
I'd watch that.
I would
me a golf league where there could be cheering and like.
And yeah, there's no quiet.
Gambling.
Yes, that's what the web.com.
I bet I hit this one within 5 feet of the pin. I bet you don't.
That'd be cool.
Because the problem is you'd be alienating true hardcore golf fans.
But maybe you get enough
casual. But you get enough casual fans. I don't know.
I mean, that's basically what the Ryder Cup. Is it still called the Waste Management Open? The one
in
Phoenix,
Arizona,
though? Like the 16th hole.
Yeah, it's
Arizona.
Nuts. Yeah, it's a big
it's
party.
It's insane. Yeah, and the people love it. Like they're booing golfers and stuff. It's great.
Right.
It's great, man. I like it. I know you're kind of out on it. You're
guy. I am kind of a golf guy. But I'm not. I mean,
collared shirts. And
yeah, I'm not.
So were you like the old man listening to the Husker talk? Arms folded cross guy watching Happy Gilmore. This is not golf. They would never allow this.
Well, my favorite thing about golf, like you play with your buddies over the weekend and like you everybody stinks in your foursome and they hit a shot and like a lawnmower starts in the distance and they're like, oh, lawnmower. Like, yeah, you're 28 over. It was the lawnmower that started that made that shot go awry, you know?
Ooh.
All right.
Here.